Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Bayer, and this is my brother, Jonah.
We're two siblings who love to talk about our childhood and nostalgia and how it shaped us into the people we are today.
Who are just little sweeties, if I do say so myself.
Welcome to How Did We Get Weird?
Jonah, I was just thinking about the time when I was doing the Trainwreck European tour, and they told me that I was allowed to bring someone, and I think they meant a publicist, but I didn't know that at the time, and so I invited you, and we got to spend a week on tour for Amy Schumer's movie Trainwreck.
Yeah, that was amazing. It was me and you and Bill Hader, Amy, Judd, the whole gang.
As I recall, we had a lot of fun. We went to all these fun restaurants. We got to stay at all these cool hotels, and a sort of a bit started happening where we started talking about your podcast a lot, and kind of a recurring bit was happening. Do you remember that, Jonah?
I do. I remember, Amy, specifically Amy and Bill, really giving me a hard time about the podcast. Bill actually during interviews saying, do you guys know Jonah, Vanessa's brother has a podcast?
to like these European press people.
Yeah. And I remember at the end, Judd Apatow coming up to me and being like, Jonah, I will do your podcast if you want. Like, I think he sort of like felt bad.
He said he would do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great segue to our guest today. She's one of the most hilarious and talented people on earth. She's a comedian, a writer, an actor. Look, you might know her from her show Inside Amy Schumer or her TV specials such as Amy Schumer Growing, Expecting Amy, her book The Girl with the Lower Back Tattoo, from her films including Trainwreck, I Feel Pretty, and most recently The Humans. Please welcome my best friend, even above Gwen, Amy Schumer.
Whoa.
Yeah. In your face, Gwen. Eat it. Gwen is my nemesis.
Yes.
Because I want to be Vanessa's only friend.
Yeah.
Right. Guys, thank you so much for having me. I've been dying to get on here.
I know.
And it is a deep honor. And some people would say an obligation, but I say no. Actually, it's not. It's actually not. And I'm so happy to be here because I do love your family and your family history and your family stories. And we really did have an amazing time on that press tour. I remember sitting next to you at really like some really fancy restaurants, Jonah.
Yeah, you and Kim, because it was like all on the the studio was like sort of paying for everything.
Yeah.
So you and Kim were like, you guys should get caviar.
Oh, yeah. We do not mess around.
Yeah. And you taught us like how to, we were like, what do we do with it? And you were like, you put it on a little piece of cracker and you just, and we tried it. It was.
And now we have it, you know, like every day.
Now it's like.
It was a real rags to riches story.
A real rags to riches.
Also, my first time, I think, having like real wasabi.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The caviar of Japan. No one's ever said.
I remember like you and Vanessa doing a lot of interviews together and the yeah. interview questions being pretty insulting.
Yes, I am insulted by the truth.
The other thing how that we they? Started doing was because it was like I was there, but they didn't really care. Like we would get interviewed together and they didn't really have any questions for me, but they were just like throwing all these questions at you. And so we were like, let's do it so that we answer the questions every other. So
yeah, like, we were like, no matter what, we are going to answer. Yeah, every other question is yours.
So they'd be like, Amy, what gave you the inspiration to write this film? And if it was my turn, I'd be like, well, she had a lot of inspirations, you know, like it's partially her life, but it's partially like, you know, like, they would be like, oh my why God, is Vanessa dude. Answering this?
And then they'd be like, and they'd ask you about SNL. And I would be like, you know, honestly, she was really surprised and it was ridiculous. And then this one interviewer, you know what I'm going to say.
I know what
this
you're going to say.
One interviewer, I don't remember where. I think it might have been Germany or something. He didn't realize. He was asking me like if I felt like it was inappropriate, like how much I talk about sex or I don't know, something like
yeah.
that. And we both during the interview realized that he had a huge hole in his jeans, in his crotch. And you could like truly see his testicle. And he's sitting there asking me like, because he said, don't you think it makes people uncomfortable? To me.
Yeah, he was talking about to me. Amy's performance and stuff. And he was like, don't you think that makes people uncomfortable? Meanwhile.
And I really like didn't want to be mean about it. You know, I really was just like, I just said, yeah. you have a hole in your pants and we can see your testicle. And I think I said something like, and you know, that makes me a little uncomfortable. Oh, my God. What a time.
Incredible. Do you remember at the party, there was a party kind of at the, I don't know if it was the end of the European tour, if it was when it was that we went to that club and then.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the end of it, we were kind of drunk. And you go, and there was like press outside and you go.
There were paparazzi outside. Like, I don't know why, how, no, you know why we wound up at a club? Because my makeup artist.
Yes.
You know, like all you want to do is have your hair make up people like you. That's why I like, yeah. and it's impossible. So I'm like, she's like, I really want to go to this club. And I was just like trying to make her happy. So we went to this hip happening club.
Yeah.
And then we get there and she's like, oh, this table sucks. I was like, oh my God. Like I felt like, and we were just so out of place.
Yeah.
And oh, so anyway, there were paparazzi outside and I was definitely drunk. I think you were a little drunk.
Yeah.
And I said to you, famously, do you want to get in the papers? And I was like, let's kiss. Let's just like kiss or like hold
yeah,
hands.
Yeah, you're like, let's kiss and you'll be in all the papers tomorrow. But your sister Kim wouldn't let us do it.
Yeah, she definitely like kept us out of a lot of trouble. But that night I do remember like I was kind of like humping the staircase and kind of climbing the walls, like just to keep ourselves entertained.
I should send them to you. I have so many pictures of us. Like, I think all we did was like pose in weird ways and kind of like make jokes out of how out of place.
Oh,
we
yeah.
were.
We just had no business being there. Just
yeah. Now, Amy, a lot of people have asked me, they're like, when did you and Amy meet? And I say that the truth, which is we met in my audition.
That's right. That's crazy.
People think that we were friends for years before that movie, but we didn't meet until I auditioned. It's because obviously we have such natural chemistry, et cetera, et cetera.
Our chem is through the roof. I think
so
people want to see actually a romantic turn for us.
A romantic between the two of us, of course.
Yeah, it was just such instant chemistry. And we were just like, yeah, you just had me crying, laughing. And it was just amazing.
It was so fun.
Tilda Swinton.
Oh, my God.
Randall Park. John Glazer. Unfortunately, John Glazer.
It was so fun.
It was special.
It was really special.
Yeah, and something a lot of people don't talk about also is your credibility in the Long Island punk scene, your connection to Taking Back Sunday.
Thank you for bringing this up. Thank you. Yes. I have deep roots in that. I mean, I was in the studio. I was walking near people with skateboards and a couple people who took Kurt Cobain's death super hard.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't me, but I was adjacent to those who their whole actual existence became about that loss.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Wow. Wow.
Anybody who has a friend in a band, like, has been to these shows where they're like, our band is playing at 11:30 a.m. In a lineup with like about 70 other bands, and like you just get kind of carted in and out. It's really just you and everybody's parents in the audience.
Right.
But then slowly, my friend Mark O'Connell, like maybe my oldest friend, we became friends when we were 10 years old. He's in Taking Back Sunday, their band.
Wow.
Like fully made it. And yeah, we're still friends today.
Yeah. And you're friends with Jonah, who's in a lot of bands.
Whose bands that still haven't made it, but probably are gonna.
Well, if you're talking to me, I mean, I have a pretty good track record.
I've only been
friends with a couple musicians, and so I would say 10% of the musicians that I'm friends with are like crazy successful.
So that's huge.
That's big. So yeah. Vanessa, have you gone and seen Jonah at like 4 p.m. at like an off knitting factory? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I used to open for Jonah's shows and do like bad stand up and make
That's
jokes
huge.
About the audience.
That's amazing.
And they would boo me.
Like that really
when
warms
he would
the crowd
come
up.
To Chicago. Yeah. They were like, what is this woman doing here?
What
Why is she
the
here?
Function of this? Yeah.
Why do we need her? And the answer was, you don't.
You do, though.
You can probably relate to that because we saw you open for a musician.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I've also done my time.
Very similar.
You're talking about
show.
Madonna, right?
I'm talking about Madonna. Yeah.
Very similar. Very similar.
Madonna
show.
At MSG, I think, was similar vibe.
Was it
to...
MSG? I thought it was at the Village Lantern.
Yeah, it was one of those.
Bleecker. Yeah, it was somewhere. Yeah.
What is it like for you kind of opening for a musician? That's probably not something you have as much experience as Vanessa opening.
Yeah, you might not have as much experience. I wish I could have given you pointers before. I'm thinking back. I'm like, why didn't I do that?
Yeah, it was like, I mean, her stage was there. So it's like the runway, like the Madonna's going to go on. And I just was like walking on that runway. Like, I can't believe this. And then actually when I did MSG, she came and opened for me.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Isn't that amazing? She showed up. She did that, which is so sweet. Yeah. And then she brought me on stage. You know, it's like so cool. It was like so cool because when like a prayer comes on, like obviously the world stops. And that's a lot of Madonna songs. So to have her like kind of be like, I want this person to open for me was.
Oh, my God.
Definitely a huge badge of honor.
Not to link it to our podcast, as I like to do with everything in life.
You have
but
to.
But she's, I mean, I'm sure you
Is
listen
she on
to
the
her.
Invite list to do it?
Well, we were actually, what if this was all our, we actually thought maybe you could say something to her. Like maybe
I would really respect that request. Like, yeah.
Just like, you know, we thought she'd be a great guest. You probably wouldn't do it, but we probably just don't know her people.
Hey, hope the holidays are going so well. We're all good. Vanessa and Jonah would love to have you on their podcast. She'd have like the best time doing this podcast is actually the thing. But yeah, I don't know. I think she's busy.
I guess. Are you going to ask her or not?
No, I'm definitely asking her. And I'll put my friendship with her on the line to ask her.
Okay, cool. Love that.
You know what I want to bring up actually is I had a podcast for 5 seasons and I asked Vanessa for you to be on it and you never did my podcast.
I did. I was supposed to do it once.
I know. So
and
it's
then,
sort of weird now.
No, I think what happened. I think you guys.
Weird. It feels almost like a one-sided friendship to me. Weird.
I think the date I was supposed to do got changed, and then I couldn't do it because I was on SNL at the time.
Oh, I'm
I
sorry.
Know. If you have another podcast, I'd love to come on it and promote this podcast.
We're actually, I don't have one, but we're going in a different direction with this one, actually.
Okay.
So we're sorry.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll take a quick commercial break and then we'll be right back.
Am I going to read ads?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're just going to give you a couple ads and you just have to say like, okay. I really use this.
Okay. This is really not an
this
ad.
This is really what
this.
I use. I really use this.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back with Amy Schumer. Now, Amy, today the topic that you wanted to talk about was Skip It.
You know it, honey.
Which is a children's toy that was manufactured by Tiger Electronics that was supposed to be affixed to the child's ankle via a small plastic hoop and spun around in a 360-degree rotation while continuously skipped by the user.
What could go wrong?
Time magazine included it in their 100 Greatest Toys Ever in their 2011 article. And it was based on a 1960s toy, I bet you didn't know this, called the Lemon Twist, which featured a lemon-shaped weight, which was spun around the ankle. Now, Amy, why did you want to talk about the Skip It? Did you have a wonderful time with Skip It when you were a kid? Because I know I sure did.
I did have a wonderful time with my Skip It. I have such visceral memories of, like, because it counted.
Yes.
You know, it had like a dial on it. So you were, I mean, it was very shoddy and didn't actually count. Like, it had to hit the ground at the right time.
Right,
to count.
Right.
But I was just like, I mean, it was sort of, now I count my steps. You know, it was sort of my first step counter was the Skip It, which was like marketed as exercise. And it really, you could really only do it on one side.
Yeah.
And like I must have just had one like way stronger. My right leg is still stronger by far. And just that song, Skip It, Skip It. And I just remember those commercials. And yeah. I mean, yeah. I just, the Skip It lives in my memory. And that's something like if somebody were to want to get me a gift for doing their podcast.
Right.
I would love a Skip It.
I fully understand that. And I will tell you people, but
you have my address, right?
Yeah, like, right.
You know
right.
how to get, but things, get to
the
me.
Things to you. I'll talk to the or your assistant. My
I sent you a gift. Did you get it?
Oh my God. Did I get it?
Did you
I
get it? Did I you mean, try it yet?
Yes, I've used it twice.
All
and I just
right.
got it like a few days ago.
Okay, good. I'm so happy.
Amy sent me an incredible holiday gift, which is it's like a sauna blanket.
Nice.
Yeah, sorry for all the ads, but it's from Higher Dose.
From
no,
Higher
I don't
Dose.
Make any money from them, and I'm yeah. not an investor, but
it's incredible.
A great little sauna blanket that gives you a little home vacation and lots of benefits.
It's really, really great.
So I think a Skip It isn't
I
too much
I think the
to
least
ask.
We can do is to yeah, send you definitely. A Skip It.
That's what, yeah. thank you. Thank
Amy,
you.
Amy, were you like a Skip It like solo, or would you do Skip It with your friends? Did
yeah, because in the commercials, or? They make it seem like you could like Skip It with your friends, which...
I wanted that, and I saw, I aspired to that, that commercial. Like, all I wanted to do was Skip It with my friends. I think never in my life did I skip it with a friend. Like, there was usually only one Skip It around.
Yeah.
And you would just kind of, and that's the, you know, that's the heartbreak of Skip It, because you really just would stand there and watch your friend kind of hopping.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really lonely double dutch is what it is. It's jumping. It's double dutch with no friends.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it was, I remember being in our backyard and using it. And like, that was kind of the nice thing is like, if Jonah was off with his friends or whatever, mm-hmm. I could just use Skip It by myself and not, yep. I didn't have to invite any friends over and I could count that thing. And actually we did a little more research on Skip It and it said, it actually came out, I think, in the 80s, but in the 80s, it didn't have a counter on it. And then they added that counting thing in the early 90s.
Call
that the Skip It Renaissance when it was manufactured with a counter. And that was just like huge for it. And
I guess I was rich because we had the counter.
Yeah, so did we. I mean, I think mm-hmm. I didn't even know about it. And now this is very interesting, too. In 2013, a spinoff, they're calling it a spinoff of the board game Twister, but it's called Twister Rave Skip It. And it's actually just a Skip It that lights up in the colors of a Twister game. So it's more of a spinoff of a Skip It than it's...
I got to tell you, I'm sold.
This sounds like a nice thank you for a blanket, a Skip Twister Rave Skip It.
Actually, the absolute least one could do is to get their hands on this for me. You know? Oh, yeah.
It's the absolute
I want that. I want that. I really relate to, you know, both of you so much. And I am obsessed with your home videos. As you know, I'm Jonah.
Oh, yeah.
Jonah. And yeah, it's just, I mean, it's just so exciting, especially somebody who like loved to be cozy with their siblings in the 90s.
Sure.
It's just heaven. It's heaven to think about a Skip It. And it's also hell. It's yeah. also a deep, yeah. deep, yeah. deep hell.
Yeah.
Of like the time before when you thought everything was going to be okay. Just, right. just, but really it is like the loneliest toy. And you're right. If I was, I mean, just for long chunks of time, just outside with the Skip It, feeling less lonely. And now a Skip It is Minecraft.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. So Amy's talking about a video Vanessa has of me at 5 and her at 3, like talking to someone, giving our name and address and what we want to be when we grow up. That
the library, I think, did. We recorded them at the library.
There was a purpose behind it.
There was a purpose. I think it was like if you got like lost or something.
Lost.
Yeah, or yeah. kidnapped or something.
Or they maybe would, kidnapped,
yeah.
honestly.
Yeah, maybe kidnapped. But yeah,
either
Vanessa
way.
Showed this video to basically
undertones.
Everyone. Yeah.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys are so cute. Have you ever shown it on the podcast?
We haven't. No. I don't know.
What?
You know what is interesting?
Why are you holding out on your audience?
It feels like too personal.
Listeners.
Like, I feel like it makes me really emotional watching my... Like, what, do you ever That's watch yourself
fair.
As a kid and it's like this weird kind of connection you feel?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so painful. It's just like the most empty feeling in yourself. That's why I don't want to post much of my son, you know, because uh-huh. it's like,
yeah,
it's so raw, and to not have any say over that time, you know, that your sister's just putting you out there. No, just kidding. No, but I also like understand the appeal of it because it's so pure and authentic
yes.
and like such a snapshot. But Yeah, that those feelings are they run deep.
I've seen some very cute videos of you, Amy, when you were little. And recently.
Yeah. I've sent you some recent videos of myself. Those are cute, right?
Those are cute too. But it is like something's very emotional about that innocence that you have as a child. And like,
and now, you know, he's 2.5 and it's like, he just started going, "Hi, I'm Jean." He's like, "Hi, I'm Jean." And just like the pride that he can introduce himself. It's like, it's hard not to like go right to pain, you know? Like,
yeah.
So be like, it's like, "Oh, you did it," you know, but it's also like, "Oh my God." It's just really overwhelming.
I feel he's so cute too, that it's every time I see him, I'm like, it's like really emotional for me because
and he loves
so
you.
Sweet.
He loves Vanessa. And like,
I love him.
He has such a good sense of people, like the people he's nervous around for a while. Then there's some people just once in a blue moon, like Vanessa, where he just knows to immediately mess with her.
Yes.
And like just like kind of dump garbage on her. Yes. And like he just knows that it's fun to mess with Vanessa.
This is also something that like when I was at SNL, the host that would immediately start like basically metaphorically dumping garbage on me, I was like, these are cool people.
These people like, get it.
They get it. Like they know that like I'm comfortable in this role of being the person who gets.
Yeah. I mean, that's the highest compliment from me anyway. When I am comfortable enough with someone to like really mess with them and trash them, that's the ultimate respect. The rudest thing for me is just if I'm polite to you. That's like the kiss of death.
Yeah. Thank God I've never.
No, you've never had to experience endure any that. Sort of kindness or support from me.
Well, we will be right back with more of the podcast after this break.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, We have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
And we're back. Oh, Jonah, go ahead.
Oh. No, you do it.
You do it.
Welcome back.
Perfect. Thank you.
Isn't that
Amy?
Comforting?
That was nice. Right? Beautiful. That voice made me feel right at home.
Welcome back.
Amy, do you do a ton of voiceover work?
I do. Just like, you know, a lot of soothing products, candles, a lot of candle voice work.
You've got the CVM. Voice for candles.
CV-dub.
CV-dub.
I've got the base for candle advertisements on the radio.
Well, Amy, now we'd like to play a little game with you.
Great.
Do you love games?
I do love games.
Okay, good.
What kind of sick person doesn't love games?
Exactly. If you would have said no to that, we would have gone, she's kidding, because we know she's, yeah.
I love games. I just played this game where I gambled with getting COVID by going to the grocery store. It was so fun. And a lot of people in there weren't wearing masks. So it was like really upped the ante on the game.
That sounds like an incredible game.
Yeah.
That many of us are playing today.
Is this like that game?
No, this is totally different. This game is called Back to the Present.
Jonah and Vanessa, we've got to go back to the present.
The name is obviously a hilarious take on the nostalgic Back to the Future film franchise.
It's great.
Which, as you know, as a comedian, I'm sure you can appreciate that.
I'm reeling from it. I'm reeling.
So it's basically we each just bring up something from our childhood that we wished would come back. And then we just
being able to walk like that.
Right. Well, that we're going to let you go last so you can have a little more time to think. Okay. But if you want to stick with that one, you can. But like
Dad's legs is really standing out to me.
Okay. But other than that, like, or if you want to do a product or like a snack or something.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's better.
Like something a little more, like, but whatever, or whatever you want. You know, you're a guest.
Like, my dad has short-term memory or like a Capri Sun.
Exactly. Okay. Either would work completely perfectly.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Okay,
cool.
So I'm gonna start with mine, okay?
Okay.
Ready? Mine is a little set of books called the Babysitter's Club books. Were you a Babysitter's Club person?
Obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, can't you feel like how much I want to be like a cool babysitter?
That's all I ever wanted.
And
to have like a little booklet where you keep track of your clients.
Oh my God. I forgot about the booklet with clients.
Remember they learned to like bring them art projects and stuff. Like they'd make these kits with like art projects in them that they would bring to the kids they're babysitting.
They had it all. I just wanted to be them so badly that I think I still like the way I dress and stuff. And like my whole identity, I think, is based on trying to be one of the babysitters from the Babysitter Club. And now when I talk to like, you know, Gene will have like a babysitter and they're younger and I just, you know, just want to walk in with a backpack and feathered bangs and ripped jeans and just be like, what a day I had with my boyfriend.
Yeah. I remember reading Vanessa's Babysitter's Club book at one point and there was a description of like someone with, one of them was really pretty. They're like, she's so pretty she would look good dressed in a paper bag. And I didn't understand what that expression meant. Or like, and I was always picturing like people like dressed in these big lunch bags.
Why would she do that?
Yeah, yeah, I was so confused by that description.
No, it makes no sense.
It's probably Dawn or Claudia.
I think it was Claudia, actually.
Oh my God, it was definitely Claudia.
That makes total sense.
Did you read Nancy Drew?
I didn't really read Nancy Drew. I mostly read
Interesting.
I mostly read Babysitter's Club. And then when I was a little older, I read Christopher Pike books. I never got into Goosebumps. I read Christopher Pike.
Goosebumps.
Did you read any of those scary books?
No, no, I didn't. I was like, I would look at the cover to Scary Stories and I was just like, could just never sleep again from the cover of like a skull.
Yeah.
Tales from the Crypt was big. And I was just like,
no way. I stayed away
from
that.
Even the Thriller video, like,
yeah. Oh my God, it was so scary. We had the record for Thriller, and at certain parts of it, I had to run up to my room.
Yeah.
The Vincent
when the
Price
song
stuff.
Was playing.
Yeah. It was a terrifying time to be alive during the Thriller video.
Yeah.
And then I, even the movie Clue, I was really scared of being stabbed in the back like the chef. Spoiler.
Oh.
Yeah. We just watched it recently for another episode of this podcast.
Holds up, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really great.
For sure.
Oh my God, Michael McKean.
Yeah, how funny.
Tim Curry.
Everyone was great in it. But anyways, I wish the Babysitter's Club books would come back. And I know that there's a Babysitter's Club show on Netflix now.
Yeah, I think so.
Which I have not seen yet. But I guess like if I'm talking such a big game about being a Babysitter's Club fan, I should probably at least check out the show.
Yeah, it's almost like your story isn't checking out because you haven't watched that. That's weird.
Yeah,
That is weird. But isn't it funny how big of a fan you have to be of something to watch? Like, you know, you're like,
yeah,
the biggest fan, and then like season two comes out and you're like, I'll get to it.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Never, like your whole life.
I also do think with stuff like that where it's like truly from your childhood, you're like, well, what if they do a bad job with it? Then I'm not saying they have, I'm just saying if they did, then it'll would be so sad.
Didn't they used to have a Babysitter's Club series and it was done amazingly, actually, like for the time?
There was a series in the 90s. I never saw it. It was on HBO and Nickelodeon. And then it was later released on video. Oh, this is probably what I got. We were talking in one of the episodes about the Scholastic Book Club and the Scholastic book sales that would come to your school. And I remember buying the Babysitter's Club VHS tapes, like the videos. And I think that they were actually from this 1990 series. They were just selling like individual episodes on VHS tapes. And that series was incredible.
It was amazing. I don't know how they could improve.
Oh, the babysitters would get back at the mean girls so much. Like, I remember one time they sprayed them with water. Like, the mean girls were at the mall all trying on lipstick, and they were being so mean to the Babysitter's Club girls. And they just, like, sprayed them with water at this, like, school fair. And it was like, yeah, don't mess with the babysitters, okay?
Maybe don't mess with the babysitters.
Yeah,
that is probably the biggest influence in my entire life.
Yeah. Well, I wish it would come back.
Yeah, you wish it would come back. It did come back. You're ignoring it.
We kind of bend the rules with this game a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, but still, when I want to bring back my dad's function and his limbs, that's a no-go.
What I miss like the excitement of like a new babysit, like getting to the next book and stuff. Like I miss
totally.
That time.
Oh, yeah.
And so I don't know how exactly. A lot of times I ask to bring something back that like technically would be hard to do.
Yeah.
A nanny that we worked with had an 11-year-old daughter, and I bought her Babysitter's Club books and was like, kind of gave them to her and then was just kind of like staring at her like, are you going to start reading it? Or, you know, like, and she's kind of like, you know, she has her own life, but I'm just like, did you wind up cracking that book yet? She's just like, really? Back off, Amy.
I don't like that one bit.
No. These boundaries.
Jonah, what would you choose to bring back?
So I had some trouble finding one for this episode, and I went with Trader Joe's sushi, which was...
I thought this was from our childhood.
Well, it can be bringing back really anything from our lives.
Well, we got a Trader Joe's in this shopping center in Cleveland. I'm going to call it 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So that you were kind of a... You were like a 20-something.
Yeah. So I was in my 20s. Their sushi was discontinued in 2019. I guess they had a lot of customer... some recalls. Yeah. A listeria thing.
Some fatalities.
There was a sushi chef apparently graded them in 2015 and said gave it a -0.
What is a -0?
I don't know. It's called a bottom of the barrel, said it wasn't good. But, you know, I like cheap sushi in general. So I would...
Okay.
I I like, you know, a good deal.
My husband loves cheap sushi.
Yeah.
Which is shocking because he's a chef.
We'll just come home like, I got sushi. No, I know. But it's like, you know, sushi from like the gas station.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, okay, good.
Yeah. So I would give it a shot. I mean, it's a little bit of a gamble, I guess, but let's bring it back. Let's have some good quality control this time around, though.
You miss the feeling of walking through Trader Joe's and picking up sushi and going, "Gosh, this here I am, and this is great."
Didn't they? Exactly. They used to have. Do they still have $2 bottles of wine?
I always think that $2 chuck.
$2 chuck. I feel like it's slowly become like $3 chuck. The thing is, buck rhymes with Chuck no matter what number you put in front of it.
Yeah.
So like,
but I remember when that was like a really big thing when they,
you just loaded up on it. You would go to the store and spend, you'd be like, you'd just like slap down $40 and leave with like 80 bottles of wine.
Yes.
I remember living in Chicago and trying to buy it. And in Chicago, I didn't have a car and just walking to the train with so much $2 Chuck. And then like my hands like almost falling off. Anyway, great story.
Totally. No, but I so relate to that. Yeah, just like really heavy paper bags.
Freezing
at the
hands. Heavy bags.
Oh, such cold hands. Just like the subway. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like I would take the L train to Williamsburg, like with Trader Joe's. Like it was just
Exactly. Hell. Like putting it down on the train. I would do that in Chicago on the L train. Like I would put just hell.
And I think people don't understand, if they haven't lived in New York, what grocery stores are like in New York, because I think they must be a quarter of the size of other grocery stores, including Trader Joe's. And so the aisles are so thin. Everyone's in such a rush and you need to be ready to not move in New York in Trader Joe's. Like you have to be prepared. You have to take 6 edibles.
Yes.
And do Reiki and then go in.
I couldn't believe the first time I went to a Trader Joe's in New York and you had to stand in line and walk through the aisles. You just walk through the aisles in line because the prices are so much better than at other grocery stores that everybody you can't just walk around freely like you would at a regular grocery store.
And Whole Foods, let me tell you something. There's a tumbleweed going down the aisles of Whole Foods because Trader Joe's is so much cheaper.
Yeah.
It's true. So, Amy, I know you have to go soon. So what is the thing that you would like to bring back to the present? Have you had some time to think about it?
Yeah. And my mind really went, and I guess I'm going to be a little lenient with the rules here, too.
Sure.
But it went to fast food because, you know, like we would eat so much. I'll just mention McDonald's for sure. But Taco Bell, like when I was inside of Taco Bell as like a 10, 11 year old, I loved it so much that I would like count the customers because I was worried. I just wanted to make sure they were doing well because I was scared they were close. Fast food in general, like we ate a lot of fast food growing up. Like we had McDonald's maybe twice a week and burger, like whatever, all of those Taco Bell. And I just had no idea the consequences and how much I was, you know, now we know those it's all chemicals and it leads to disease and there's actually no nutrition.
Yeah.
And right. I just miss the days, which was actually fun while I was pregnant because I just was like, I don't care. And I ate so many soft tacos.
It's the feeling of like eating the fast food and just not knowing that it's bad for you. And just,
and of course I could feel my stomach, like I could feel things going wrong and, you know, deep stomach cramping and exhaustion, craving more and more. And I loved McDonald's chicken sandwiches. Yeah, just not knowing anything about it and just assuming that you were just maybe dying from unrelated things.
Yeah. And you can't unknow it.
You can't unknow
it. No, you can't. And then, you know, like Wendy's, I loved Wendy's cheeseburgers. And in recent years, I found out that Wendy's is like one of the holdouts that won't sign, like, you know, they won't get in business with Fair Food, which is just like making sure farmers are treated humanely, you know, and then you're like, I don't want to go to Wendy's knowing that, like, you know, somebody may be being raped in a field and they don't care because it would cost them a penny more, you know, so Wendy's is over.
Yeah, which is, it's, I always thought because Wendy's had baked potatoes that they were like definitely the most like conscientious good one.
Right, of course, a baked potato, like, completely signals luxury and help. And I, especially when it's loaded like to the brim with whatever liquid they're calling sour cream.
In the 90s, you were just like, baked potatoes are so good for you. Like, just, you just have as many as you can.
So you were like, I had a baked potato. People were like, whoa. Like, even if you're like, I had a loaded baked potato. Which, when Chris and I got together, he had never, he'd never heard of potato skins. Like, and I'm like, what do you mean? Like, and I actually think of potato skins as like kind of a healthy item. And it's just like so much cheese and bacon and butter. And so it's just like, you couldn't abuse your body worse.
And then I think that's so funny. I didn't know that about Chris. Cause then I think on the first episode of your cooking show together, you made potato skins.
We did. And he didn't realize until we started making it. Like he just like kind of, you know, kind of cooked these potato skins, baked them and was like, okay. And I was like, what do you mean? Okay. Like, where's the cheese? Where's the bacon? Where's the sour cream? You know? And he was like, because he grew up in Martha's Vineyard, so they didn't have like TGI Fridays or places with appetizers. You know what I mean? There's no McDonald's on the island. There's no fast food on the island. So it's like, you know, we had very different. And my mom would just come home with like a bucket of KFC and we would just be like, you know, I think I would just eat the skin. Like I would just the breaded.
Yeah.
And I just want those. I want those days back. Where I didn't know that I was giving myself an autoimmune disease.
Well, Amy.
Well.
This has been such a true delight talking to you.
One for the books.
One for the books. I mean, seriously, from doing bits about it on the Trainwreck European tour to finally... Here we are. And yes, and you're absolutely right. You offered to do it many years ago to do Jonah's. I didn't do yours, but at the end of the day.
Yeah. I'm trying to kind of remember, like, has Vanessa ever done anything for me? You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, actually, something that is funny is we have a beautiful group chain, a really special text to us with Bridget Everett, John Early, A.D. Bryant and Claudio Daugherty.
Yes.
And us. And Vanessa and I remember each other's. We remember to send people flowers.
For each other.
We always say it's from the group, but really it's just Vanessa and I. Like, yes. From our group, you know, and it's like, oh, okay, Vanessa. Thank you, Vanessa, you know, or thanks, Amy. But it's very sweet.
It's very sweet. And you are really great about birthdays. People should know that about you. So where can people find you, et cetera, et cetera?
They can find me in Trader Joe's.
You'll be waiting in line.
I will be in several lines. Well, first of all, in January, our good friend Bridget Everett's show comes out on HBO. Somebody Somewhere.
Somebody Somewhere, yes. Somebody Everybody somewhere. Check it out.
And I am so excited about that. And then the other thing... Life and Beth is going to be on Hulu March 18th. So,
oh my gosh,
that is a show. I'm so excited. And Vanessa, when are we going to see your show, Baby Doll?
I think we don't have a release date yet.
That's a bad sign. Maybe they aren't going to release it.
Well, we haven't started.
Oh, God, that's bad news.
Filming in January. So when people listen to this, we'll have started filming. We don't have a release date yet, but... I am so excited for Life and Beth in March. I hope I saw a little bit of a sneak peek of it and it's so incredible and I'm very excited for people to see it.
Thank you. Maybe Michael Cera should come on here. He plays the romantic love interest. Unless, oh wow, you guys just kind of paused. Do you guys not like him?
No, that would be amazing. No, Amy, can you set that up?
Maybe call Madonna,
like now?
Then call Michael Cera.
Totally. Madonna and then Michael Cera. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That would be perfecto. Thank you so much for being here. We love you so much. And
Love you.
Everybody, if you like this, listen to next week's episode of How Did We Get Weird, where we'll discuss more stories from our childhood and cultural milestones like Skip It's. Peace.
Thanks Amy. For having me, guys.
Thanks, Amy.
What a dream.
How much do I get paid?
We have to look at the...
Okay.
Talk to accounting.
Just SAG after a producer guild.
Right.
Rates.
The rates. We'll check on it.
Okay.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.